Let's have a chat with Jason Warren. Jason's joining us here in our OB van. He's got Bell Sonic and also Miss Toorak Flyer that are going to run here on Saturday at the racecourse. Morning to you, Jase.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Lots of interest in the sales, but also this huge race day, and you've got two really good chances come the weekend.
Yeah, look, it's really exciting to have two nice horses for two big owners, and we'd like to think we're a good chance.
Well, let's talk about Bell Sonic. You've decided to go to the 1,400-metre race, final field yet to come out, but he's obviously pleasing you with everything that he's doing.
Absolutely. He had his final gallop here at the Gold Coast on the course proper this morning. The track surface is in terrific order, and horse worked brilliant, and we've taken our time in travelling him up this time, and I think it's really worked. The trip up here last year has probably furnished him as a horse, and I think he's much better than we've ever had him.
All horses are different, but in just saying that, in taking your time, coming up through Sydney, trialling, coming up, is that just the good thing for Bell Sonic?
Yeah, look, I probably learned a little bit with the horse last year. We flew straight to Brisbane, and though he settled in well at Brisbane, he didn't really settle in well when we brought him down to the Gold Coast. So this year we took a different approach. We left before Christmas and brought the horse up to Sydney.
Yeah.
He then had a run at Warwick Farm in a really good, strong race there and ran second. The subsequent winner has come out and
won really
won
good, easy,
impressively. Yeah. So look, there's good form around our bloke. He won impressively first up at Ballarat in a good Magic Millions race. So he's in great form, and we've taken our time with the travel, and just couldn't be happy with the way he's arrived.
The form around him just reads well. I mean, you mentioned Easy Eddie, who won. I mean, I know it was a small field, but it was the way that he did it last Saturday. But even the form down in Melbourne, you know, behind Nature Strip and those sort of horses, I mean, if he can run up to that level, then he's going to go close, isn't he, on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. Look, the 1,400 is still a little question mark for our bloke. His only attempt at 1,400 was here last year, but like I said, it was inconclusive. So I think... Well, I'm quite confident that 1,400 is not a problem. I think it's even more suitable than 6 furlongs, but we'll soon see. Like you said, the form around him's terrific, and if he can bring that to the table on Saturday, and you know, if the horse behaves, he can sort of rev up a little bit behind the gates. If he does, if he behaves, he's a live hope. So, yeah.
Cross the fingers. Miss Toorak Flyer, nominated for a couple of races. You've gone to that Country Cup over the 1,200.
Yeah, look, she's still qualified to run in the provincial race, the Country Cup, as you said. And look, she same again with her. We left early, travelled up well. We gave her a run in Sydney. Hmm.
Form around that race has held up pretty good too. Deprive and Mr. Songman.
Yeah. I think you can look down as far as ninth in that race, and they've still come out in 100 grand or more race to value races. So I think there's 5 individual winners that have come out of that race. So hot race at Randwick, and look, if she happened to win, it wouldn't have been a disappointment, as we would have been then running in the against Hootson in the main race. But look, we're, I think, very well placed with 54 kilos.
And Barrier trialled last Thursday. You happy
there? Yeah, we gave her a trial at Doomben last week just to keep her right up to the mark. And she trialled quite impressively there. And we've booked Kieran McAvoy for the ride. And, you know, I think we've ticked all the boxes we can tick.
Sounds like you've done it all with both. And what about in the next door? Are you going to tick a few boxes for yearlings today or the next few days?
Yeah, no doubt. We usually tick a few boxes in there and buy some horses and take them home and offer them to our clients. So, you know, it's an exciting sale to be part of, and there's a lot of really nice horses in there, for sure.
Mate, thanks for dropping in after track work. We wish you the best with the draws and everything else, and particularly on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. All the best.